I think you must have by now guessed what is the theme of the Sunday's readings. The first reading speaks of humility, and we hear the same theme in the Gospel. I would like to give you a different, and I hope I'll be able to make it clear that you will give a different perspective to this gospel reading that we have heard so many times. Let me start off with a story. Well, we'll call the guy Bill. Bill had been an exemplary employee of this company, someone you can always count on. So one day he was called in by his hierarchy, and they tell Bill, we have excellent news for you. You have been promoted to the position of manager of your department. We couldn't think of anyone other than you that truly deserve this promotion. Suddenly, there was a sudden, uncomfortable silence in the room. After a long pause, Bill said the following in a barely audible, timidly voice. I appreciate the fact that you thought of me, and I really appreciated that you think that I am such an exemplary employee. But what I really want is to remain where I am with my colleagues. I won't be able to stand, to handle all this responsibility. Unfortunately, I have to refuse. I'm sorry. Surprisingly, there are quite a few people who refuse such positions. The reasons are multiple, but I think the main reason is fear. Fear of leaving a comfortable position. I'm used to it. I'm in control of it. I have my set hours. The fear of being judged now on the results of others and having to manage a team. Yet it is one of the surprising consequences of the parable of the lowest place. We sometimes, if not always, focus on one aspect of this parable, taking the place of honor. But we have forgotten about another place, also very demanding. Move to a higher position, if invited to. The text is organized around these two oppositions. Lowest, higher, take, receive. We see how some of us use their elbows to push through to get to the front. Those who would like to be CEO, the one who monopolizes the mic. Some who refuse to step down after their mandate has expired. Well, we see the same thing in the church, the same thing in the parish. On the other side, we have those who hide behind others so as not to be called. We arrive late at church and we leave early, just before the final blessing, just in case. We hear these words, go and announce the gospel. Go in peace. Well, leave me alone. I have fulfilled my Sunday obligation. And so we have them that are afraid of being called because they are afraid of responsibilities, to the point that we have lost the habit of calling others to move to a higher position and leave others to dominate the first place, the highest place. Instead of discerning who we can call to be a catechist, a reader, a cantor, etc., we rather announce it in the bulletin and leave others to dominate the first place, or we say, are there any volunteers? And leaving others getting comfortable in positions for which they have absolutely no charism for the required mission. We have to accept to be called. It should be the norm for all responsibility. We are called even as priests and bishops. I don't ordain myself. God called me and the bishop ordained me. Just entre parenthèses, when the new auxiliary bishop in Cape Town was announced, you could see how the faces of the other priests, suddenly the jaw dropped. Because the hope was there that maybe I will get that call from Rome. And, well, tough luck. To be invited to move to a higher position is the consequence of true humility. We want to make ourselves believe that to be a VIP calls for to have a big ego. And so we forget about maybe Gandhi, Martin Luther King, to name a few. We forget about Moses, the humblest person who ever walked this earth. Just go read Numbers 12, verse 3. We forget what Jesus did when he called his first 12, Peter and Paul. Matthias, when he was called to take the place of Judas. The seven deacons who had to wait at tables when they were called. I would like to share with you a few thoughts of a Carmelite, Jean Lévesque, a Carmelite in Paris. And he wrote the following on this parable. The lowest place is not a place where we cease to be ourselves, but where we are in all humility ourselves before God. Not a place where we are depreciated, but where we are appreciating everything according to God. Taking the lowest place doesn't mean we are beneath everything, but at the service of all. We can have big responsibilities, many relationships, where we accept to work in a position which others prefer to run away from, where we continue to serve despite the malice and incomprehension of others, staying in sight, being exposed, being available, when one would rather prefer to hide oneself and be by oneself. We choose the lowest place when we don't place ourselves in comparison to others who only search for preferential treatment and having a place of honor with a name tag at the table of God. Choosing the lowest place, dear brothers and sisters, when we are not giving ourselves a rank higher than our brothers and sisters, but is content without bitterness or resentment with a place offered by them as they value us and according to their affection for us. At the lowest place, we leave all the initiative to the Master for whatever reason he would want us to move to a higher place. The lowest place is where we are content with the friendship we have with Jesus without frustration, regrets, or sadness. Where where our plans are disrupted to make room for those of God. The lowest place where we don't have to be appreciated except in the eyes of God, our friend, our companion. The lowest place where we are just happy to be invited and be part of the feast, even if it's at the end of the table, because we are sitting at God's table. So in all this, humility stands in the spotlight. And it challenges us to avoid two temptations: either to exalt ourselves or to trash ourselves. I would like to end with a quote from our patron, St. Francis de Sales, because I'm an oblate of St. Francis de Sales, a religious order that was found in Troyes. Francis de Sales offers two concrete examples of how to do this. I don't want to play either the fool nor the wise man, for if humility forbids me to play the sage, candor and sincerity forbid me to act the fool. Just as I would not parade knowledge even of what I actually know, so by contrast, I would not pretend to be ignorant of it. Humility conceals and covers other virtues in order to preserve them, but it also reveals them when charity so requires, in order that we might enlarge, increase, and perfect them. Humility is ultimately about coming to know our place in God's plan of salvation and having the courage to embrace it. This true humility, in turn, should lead us to gently, respectfully encourage others in their quest to likewise know their place in God's plan in salvation and to have the courage to take it. So when the next time when you are being called to move to a higher place, not to trust in your own abilities, but to trust the God that renders us capable when he calls us to a higher place, and to have that humility to say, "Yes, Lord, here am I to do your will." May God be praised.